ever tried watching your athlete's game from anywhere in the world? With Replayer, you actually can. I had a friend watch his son's game live from his flight. My son watched a live game from the car while we were driving up the California coast. It doesn't matter where you are, grandparents across the country, cousins on the other side of the world, teammates who just moved away, set up the camera, hit go live, and everyone with a link is right there on the sideline. Live streaming is free. Unlimited games, unlimited teams, unlimited users. No complex tiers. Everyone gets access. And forget waiting hours for footage. I recorded a 60-minute game, and it was ready in 5 minutes. Players were clipping highlights on the ride home. One camera, made in the USA, unlimited everything. If you never want to miss those moments, head to replayer.com. The link is in the show notes. Hey soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TeamPlayer.us. And come give TeamPlayer a look. Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them. And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order. Hello and welcome to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. This week, I have Orhan from Replayer. Now, before I dive too deep into this, I personally love their product. I full-heartedly support what they're doing and the movement they're trying to do, and I hope they can continue down their mission because it is about the player. It's truly trying to capture those moments on film so you can share them. As he says throughout the interview, I know he says it at least once, he is a media company. Their byproduct is a camera. And at the end of the day, it's film. So before I say too much more, let's start this chat and head to the pitch.
My name is Orhan Chuck Adidinovsky. I'm the founder for Replayer, the camera that autonomously records and live streams youth soccer games.
I have to say, being introduced to you all, I was very impressed with what you guys are offering. And I think, what I'll be honest, like, I love a good story. And your story of why you have developed this, if you could please share some of it and why this journey is so important, why your journey was so important to found this company, because I don't think people truly can gravitate or understand it because we're so pampered today with technology.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for stories too. I think regardless of what the story is, stories really make the journey more fun and meaningful. And for me, my story starts, maybe goes all the way back to my childhood when I played this beautiful game. Just like kids today, yes, we are using some of these autonomous cameras, but I'll get to the numbers later. There is still a huge void and we're not recording enough. And back in my days, maybe it was slightly less, or maybe a little bit more than slightly, but nonetheless, there wasn't a lot being captured back then anyways. I played for Galatasaray in Turkey. I had just signed my youth pro contract, and several months later, family decided to move everyone to the United States, and I didn't touch a soccer ball for 2 years. So I went from religiously playing the game and having a path forward to potentially go pro to coming to the States where soccer was just growing. I didn't touch a soccer ball for 2 years. Then we eventually made our way to Los Angeles, California. One day I'll never forget, on 4th Street driving, what was that, south. I'm looking out the window and my father saw that I was looking out at some kids playing soccer, and it must have torn him apart. He did a quick U-turn, pulled into the parking lot, said, "Come on out." Went over to the coach and he said, "This kid wants to play. Do you have room for him on your team?" It was this Italian coach. His name was Manu. That was it. That was my start to playing soccer in the United States. And I stayed with Manu my entire youth career. Played for many, many years. I was a forward and I scored a ton of goals. I went to Santa Monica High School, which was the same field I met Manu at. I ranked number one in the nation as a junior, won CIF, won state. And just like any kid would, that gave me the guts to go and try my luck in Europe. That's where I'm from. Maybe we'll come back to this part, so I'll cut this part short, but ultimately ended up coming back and continuing my education here, and I played a little bit of college. Big dilemma back then was I was knocking on doors for club teams, begging for a tryout as an 18-year-old, and everyone said, "Where's your CD? Let's see how you play first," when I reached out to them. That was a problem back then, and it's a problem now. I created a fake startup called Drone FC. I ran a company during that time when the idea for Replayer originally came out. By the way, I did fast track like more than a decade of time right there, years of time. But fast forward 15 years, I ran a company that developed products from idea stage or the existing stage and took them to market or improve them. And we had a marketing department and we had a bunch of drones. So created a fake startup called Drone FC, started to record games. I just wanted to understand why the heck are people not recording games, even though we have these iPhones in our pockets. And so it was for two reasons. One is getting recordings done by someone else or hiring someone on average was $150 a game, which was too expensive. And then the second reason was that it was too cumbersome. Parents just didn't want to go and hold their phones up. After about a year of doing my market research, I wanted to hand it over to someone to do something with it. I never intended to start Replayer. I knew how hard it was to start a company and I wanted to continue doing what I was doing. So I found VO and I reached out to their CEO and we scheduled one of these Skype calls. Unfortunately, he couldn't show up or he didn't show up that day. I emailed him a couple of times after that to reschedule and he had not. So that was definitely the most pivotal moment for this idea because several months after I got my wife's blessing, or rather convinced her, there I was pulling the trigger on Replayer with the premise of making game footage accessible to all.
I love it. I think the journey is getting to that point and realizing what's missing. So give me the overview of the product that you currently have on the market, then the camera system and how it's designed and how it works, because I think what you have is very unique and very special because it's nothing else is like it on the market currently. And I don't see anything coming on the market anytime soon with the way systems are being designed and built.
Yeah. Don't you love it when you're online and people say top three things to build so-and-so or to win this and that. And I wish this was that kind of a thing where I can just jump in after that question and say, yeah, we did these three things and we won the game. That just not how it works. In a nutshell, Replayer, what we try to do with Replayer is in our early days, even before starting development on the product at all, I ran a nationwide study. And the premise of this study was, okay, fine. Like, people are having a tough time affording this technology, but what is it that they can afford to pay? So what we did is we targeted zip codes like the Beverly Hills and the Inglewoods of the nation. And we targeted parents and coaches. And so everyone seemed to aggregate around this number, $99 a month, unlimited recordings. And no one did unlimited recordings at the time. This technology was new. No one offered that. We'll talk about why maybe in a little bit, but that was the goal. That was our North Star. And what we have today is exactly that. For $99 a month, we offer unlimited recordings for unlimited teams and unlimited users. Never been a fan of complicated pricing schemes and tiers and such. I understand sometimes when you run a business, there's no other way. However you slice and dice, that's just the way you got to go about it. We wanted to make sure that we simplify this because just like you, there are a lot of parents out there and this is their second job and they don't want to worry about a lot of these limitations. So what Replayer does is we have a chip the size of your credit card in your wallet, and it's a consumer grade chip. And we've been able to perfect our AI software so much so that we run the entire pipeline any other camera company runs and more on this chip. So as the Replayer camera is recording in raw 4K footage from its three 4K cameras, those enormous sizes of video files are rushing through the flex cables inside of the camera into this credit card sized chip. And this chip is taking each pixel, millions of pixels in real time and looking at every single thing in this panoramic view of a video and deciding, this AI camera person is deciding where the action is and panning and zooming. And then about 30 frames a second, it's punching out each of those frames. And that's what is being outputted and saved or live streamed. And some grandma, grandpa, uncle, cousin, whoever it is in their living room or on their cell phone or on the train, wherever they are watching their loved ones, their family members game. We do all of this inside of the camera. We're the only camera company that processes this kind of footage and does processing in general inside of the device. We call this instant processing. What this means is it translates to a serious offering, which does several things. One, it affects the user experience. So generally, if you've used any other camera out there, for any of you that are listening, you're going to record a game, you're going to take that camera home, and you're going to upload those raw footages, those millions of pixels that I was talking about. And then that's going to take a very long time to do and take over your entire house's bandwidth for your internet. Then once it's uploaded, these vendors are actually leasing a cluster of GPUs in the cloud just to process your footage. And so in essence, their hands are tied at that point because they have to bear that cost, and that cost is passed on to the customers. And that's how the limitations start to rise. When you go on, let's say, VO's site or Trace's site and you see different tiers, and even if you don't, they're crossing their fingers and hoping that you don't use their camera to record that many games. It's just such a weird thing. Like, it's counterintuitive. And I just thought that when we created it, I just thought that's just such a funny damn thing, because like, here we are trying to innovate in this space. And like, we want people to record because over 1 billion hours of youth sports footage are unrecorded. But then we're building a device and then just crossing our fingers and hoping and saying that we really hope that they don't record that many games though. The only cost that we have on our side is the electricity our customer puts into the device, because everything gets squared away inside of the device. So with us, because the whole thing is processed, you can upload using Wi-Fi, and soon we'll even turn on some other capabilities where you can just upload even without Wi-Fi, and your footage is going to be ready to watch within a few minutes because the whole thing has been processed. I want to just bring up one other thing, a byproduct of this, because I think this is just such a funny one. I still go on a lot of sales calls. I love sales calls. We actually don't call them sales calls internally. We don't have a sales team either. They're just calls for us to find alignment and answer people's questions as they do their market research. But the one that people switch over from Veo or Trace and others most often is such a funny one. So because we process in real time, we can make a lot of use of our internal storage in the device. The storage amount is actually the same amount as other cameras, but because we do the processing instantly, we can store up to 30 to 40 games, whereas like Veo and Trace, et cetera, they cap out at 3 or 4. And so a lot of times the anecdote that I hear when I say this on these calls is that, shoot, when we typically go to games with my Veo and we make it out of the group stage, I'm pissed because now I have to delete the group stage matches so I can record the playoff games. What a dilemma, right? Like you do all that work, you record, you capture those moments, and you have to now delete those moments. Who suffers here? I'm going to go off on a tangent real quick because I often do when I think of athletes. The athletes, you know, that kid that scores that goal, even though it's that bicycle kick, you're going to have to delete that to record that playoff game. And so that kid is never going to get that moment. That's a byproduct of instant processing. And then obviously the obvious one is live streaming. We can talk about that separately. We have done a tremendous amount of innovation on that front. It's not just about instant processing. You can process something, but you still need to get that data to the cloud, wherever the camera is. And we've done some really, really cool stuff there.
So I'm going to go back to the instant processing because this is where my brain is thinking, because I'm thinking standard parent going into their home. If they're not very tech savvy, they just hook the camera up and it uploads for them. Mm-hmm. How you said it doesn't take as long to upload. So I have had experience with Veo, mm-hmm. and uploading Veo to the whatever their system is. I brought the camera home, did what I was asked, and it sat there for, I think, 4.5 hours, 5 hours for one match. I'm not saying I have slow internet. I know I have pretty fast internet because of my work I have. What is, if you have good, adequate internet, I'm going to just use my phone as an example. If I hotspot off my iPhone using its G-spot, yeah. Can I upload game footage then, because it's going through a Wi-Fi, to your servers? Or is it better to hook it up? Or is there a USB port that you're using, USB-C or Ethernet port that you use to hook it up to the internet? So is the time frame? I took a really long ways to get there, but what is the time frame to upload? Because it's doing it instantly, processing, which is a process conversation, which is a whole 30-minute spiel we could get into on that. Yeah. But what's the upload time then? Is, would you say, depending on this, I know it's depending on the speed of the internet, but that's a big complaint.
A short answer, at my house, the upload is 5 minutes. So I have a 1 gig. So of course it's going to be fast, but generally we're looking at 15, 20 minutes max
per game on
slow internet. Yeah. Per game. Yeah. The range that we give, because we know that people have varying different like internet speeds, is 5 to 15 minutes. It's going to be significantly less than what you're uploading. And that's just simply because of just what you're uploading. Like, we're uploading a packaged file, whereas you're uploading with Veo enormous raw footages. If there's anyone that loves like DSLR cameras and to shoot with them, et cetera, and if there's anyone listening that has ever put that into raw like capture mode, and you're taking one picture and it's just like maybe a gig or hundreds of megabytes, just imagine that for a 90-minute video. So it's a shame, honestly. And to be honest with you, I think 5 minutes is too long. Because what you're not factoring in is the time it takes. So just imagine the ref blew the whistle. Now you save the recording. When does that 5 minute actually start? That's where I'm going to start critiquing now. So that 5 minute starts when you, as a camera operator, can take the camera and upload. So we have Wi-Fi and Ethernet uploads. And that's where I was saying earlier is that we're gonna launch something where you can upload even using the camera's built-in internet connectivity. The truth is, sports are emotional. Like, you play that game, it's the heat of the moment. Live is the best version of the sports game. And then it's immediately after the game. And so we need to get to that immediate moment as much as possible. So I think you're asking the right question, saying, comparing the 4 to 5 hour experience with Veo and us, 5 minutes. I would like to stretch that even further and say, no, let's really get to that immediate latency. Like right after the game, it's already there. Maybe you hit stop and it's already uploading. Within 5 minutes of that, it's uploaded. When the kid gets in the car, they pull out their Replayer app, and then the moments are in there. They share, they clip a moment, they put it on Instagram, and they get applauded by people who were at the game, who watched the live stream. The heat of the moment, man. It's a sports game. Like, people watch your live stream, they saw that header goal that you just tucked in, or that slide tackle, or that save. Maybe you're a goalkeeper, whatever it is. Everything needs, it just, like, you just live that moment, relativity. I'm a big stickler about this, and there's a lot more we can do here, and we will. And I'm not saying that here I am, I'm this founder, and I'm just making these promises. No, I'm actually one of those athletes, just like people's young kids out there on the field, who was one of those kids. And I'm not building for myself. I'm definitely building for our customers. But I do like to put my shoes in their shoes, and I've been in their shoes, and I want that shit right now. So we need to get close to right now as much as possible.
I think that is a big thing. We haven't even touched on it yet. We just have been talking about the camera, and you talked about your app. Mm-hmm. And I think your app is probably one of the more dynamic apps on the market after spending some time doing a lot of research after our initial conversation. I think being able to go tag moments in the middle of your match, the coach can go to their team manager or themselves and go tag a moment in the middle of the match. The closest thing I think is the 5 minute playback that I think it's 5 minute playback that Vio has. And I don't mean to put any names out there. I'm not trying to talk negatively. I'm just using this as the example because it's the only example that I have found. Vio allows a 5 minute playback during a live match. Mm-hmm. But that is a huge extra cost. Mm-hmm. And it's like I sit down and I look at cost of everything. I went to your website, I priced it out, and there's no tiers. There is, you play for it all at once, or you pay monthly. Those are the two options you have for your program. And then there is live streaming, which everyone has a different cost. And we'll get into that because that's something I think is awesome, what you guys have been able to do. Mm-hmm. But the app that you have, you mentioned about clipping those moments and having those moments readily available. And I think as time goes on and people are able to see what your app is, I've watched all your demos and I've seen... And I asked a lot of questions to some people that have cameras, that has your camera system already. Mm-hmm. I asked questions about the app and I wanted to understand what they think of it. And with the app side of it and taking those moments, they are, once the game is uploaded and doing, just say coach goes home, uploads this into the cloud. Mm-hmm. How long does it take for it to drop back down into everyone's account so players can have access to their clips?
Yeah, let's start from the last piece first. Once it's uploaded, what needs to happen is that video needs to get encoded for streaming, on-demand streaming. That encoding period takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We are in the process of also significantly reducing that too. I think we can be in the range of about 5 minutes or so there too. There's some work that we know what we need to do there, and we'll do that. Basically, let's put it this way. On good internet, say you upload in 5 minutes, then another five. In 10 minutes, everyone has access to the footage. Once the footage is ready, then it's available to everyone that's in the mobile app. And we don't have those limitations. So invite all the players, parents, coaches, right to the mobile app, they'll all get access to the footage. Once the footage is in their mobile app, everyone has their own login and they can interact with the footage collectively or on their own. What does that mean? Let's just say that during the game, a parent tagged a couple of moments. We call this live tagging. And let's say for your kid, a corner kick happened and he or she did something that you're proud of or they need to work on, whatever the case is, you tag that. Anytime
live, really quickly. Sorry to interrupt. Can you explain what live tagging is? Because that's something that's not out there currently.
Yeah, this was a direct feedback from our community. Live tagging is the ability to place a tag in your mobile app, which we then will grab and sync with the recording. So I'll give you an example. Let's say a foul happened, and as an assistant coach, I want to go back to that and study it, or a set piece happened, or a goal happened, whatever it might be. And whoever is doing this will tag that moment. And once the footage gets uploaded, we'll automatically sync that moment, that the time code of the tag with the video, so that anyone in the app can jump to that specific moment and replay that clip. And every tag that's created in the Replayer app is also a way of discussion. They all have an integrated discussion channel inside of them. So let's say we created a tag called corner kick, then we can click into that tag and I can say, at Ian, you should have done so and so, or you did a phenomenal job at this, great job. And then we can go back and forth. For me, as a player too, with anything in life, context is important. If you have one giant thread where you're having this discussion, you can't really go back to certain moments, or things fall off and you lose track of conversations. That's live tags in general. So where do we...
We were talking about live tagging during the games and being able to capture their moments.
But I think you were asking about the mobile app, right?
The mobile app. We were talking about the mobile app and everything that you're doing with inside the mobile app.
Yeah, let's circle back. So once the footage is uploaded, it's ready for everyone. We answer this question of how you can interact on that footage with others through live tags and the communications. But really, what you can do is take all those clips and you can download any video, any length video, first of all. It could be the whole game. It could be just a clip that's 30 seconds or a minute or 3 minutes. Doesn't matter the length. Hit download. You might not want to download the game. You might want to share a link with someone. Share the link to the game. Share a link of the clip with someone. And the best part is when they click on the link, they won't be prompted to download the Replayer app as well. It'll open their browser and the video will play in their browser, whatever device they have. Now, in our early days, the feedback was that, hey, we want to create a highlight reel. So can you have editing features in your mobile app? Guess what we did? We built editing features in the mobile app. And we didn't go full-fledged. And we pumped the brakes as soon as we found out what exactly people actually wanted. They want a highlight reel. They don't want to sit there and edit a darn 12-minute video, get all these clips from all these games. And so... instead, what we did is we created this functionality. Every time you create a clip, whether you live tag it or after the game, you can always create these tags and these moments and create clips. You can save them to a folder. So imagine I name a folder called My Highlights 2024. Over the span of the season, I'll just create clips and save them into that folder. I, in essence, have a highlight reel. I can download that folder and its contents as one single video. So now I have one MP4 file, or I can download all of them as single videos and take them into whatever editing tool and go ham with it. So at some point in this podcast, I think we should touch on this concept of where we intend to go as Replayer, but also with the mobile app. We are launching or getting ready to launch Replayer app 3.0 early next year. It's a major, major overhaul on what we have today. The existing features will remain and it will create a huge foundation for what's to come. But in a nutshell, maybe I'll just wrap it up here for now, is Replayer, the app itself, and as a company, will always be focused on immediate access to footage and shareability. Shareability is very open-ended at Replayer. It's not simply, let me share a clip to Instagram, TikTok, or a game with a scout. It might be more than that. And maybe that's when we can bring third parties into this discussion, because I think that in order for this industry to move forward fast and like sprint and really innovate much faster, I think we're crawling, honestly, we need to work together. And that means Replayer should not do it all. We should be well integrated with others that are as passionate as we are in our department, in their own department, their own focus. That may be analytics, that may be whatever else, but we should definitely touch on that.
I think there's so much here to unpack, because listening from how do I describe it? There is so much here. I wish parents, if you get a time, go to the website, go through their demo. I don't know if you, I have gone watched it 2-3 times now, trying to better understand it, because I don't like doing a lot of research, but a camera system is a camera system. And what you guys are, what you all are trying to accomplish is beyond the normal scope. You're trying to make this as easy as possible. I know you talked about your journey, but not having your CD for you. And then if you're a younger kid, that's the little round disc that you put in a machine and you watch videos. That's something that youth today might not understand what it is, because everything's live streamed now and not saved externally. And with your camera system, what you are all doing is amazing. And you have your app that allows you to live tag. Now, excuse me, is that app connected to the camera? This is the one thing I've not seen yet, and I've been wanting to see it. If I'm sitting down watching a game and I'm part of that team, my app is connected to that camera as we're sitting there, correct?
No, like so the app is
How does the live tagging work? So let's work that
live out. Tagging. So you're actually never connected to the camera. The camera, let me probably jumped over. Let me track back there. Every replayer camera has built-in SIM. Okay? Just like your cell phone today, imagine not having a SIM. Imagine you go to Apple, you buy your phone, and then you have to go through and shop around for a SIM card. I'm sure for most people, when they go get a new phone, they don't even think about getting a SIM because they already have one, unless they're switching. And when they set up their new phone, that gets migrated over, and then they're off to the races. With replayer cameras, I thought, this is simply what we thought. When you take it out of the box, it's delivered to your house. You should not have to do anything else. If you have a game that afternoon, you should take it out of the box, maybe give it a little bit more charge, take it to your game, and go live. Every single replayer camera has a built-in SIM, which means the camera itself is always connected to the cloud. And as the user who has the replayer app, you're also connecting to the cloud. And all the magic happens in the cloud, and that's where we synchronize. The way the replayer app works in communicating with the camera is you have this role or permission called camera operator. When you first get your subscription, you're the account owner. Therefore, automatically, you have all of these permissions. One is being a camera operator. At any time, you can make anyone a camera operator. Whoever you do, they have access to the camera from wherever they are. So the live tagging feature, as of today, is only open to camera operators. When we roll out Replayer 3.0, it will be open to anyone that is a user in the mobile app. And so when you're tagging moments, you're not sending that data to the camera, you're just sending that data to our servers. And when the footage is uploaded to the servers, we just do this magic of synchronizing both time codes and delivering that tag to you.
Gotcha. That was the one thing I've not seen. I've been trying to understand it the best that I can.
Some of this stuff is so new that honestly, we haven't had time to shoot anything for it, put it on our site. In fact, before this call, I'm working on the new site. We're going to be pushing out, I think, our fourth version of our site this year. And in between that, there were a bunch of little updates. And that's just because, honestly, we're having a hard time keeping up as well. It's a good problem to have.
So we'll go and go jump to the SIM card in the camera. And I think this is a very unique feature because something that's slightly different. And I don't think most families understand how the SIM card works. If you go, it might be different now with some of these other companies, but that have the SIM card, but most of the time you have to go buy a SIM card through a cell phone provider and then pay a fee to be on that cell phone provider with that SIM card. And this is why the best example I can think of is that you have your primary cell phone and then you have a laptop that has a SIM card and you pay X amount of dollars for so many gigabytes a month of live streaming data to your laptop, or if you're using a tablet, something along that line.
Yeah.
And you have now, you've talked about it, and I can say you integrated the SIM card, so it automatically is in there. So how does this technology for the SIM card vary from your competitors right currently?
No one has it built in, Ian. So that's number one. And number two, just putting a SIM card in the device doesn't just solve all your problems. Okay. What we had to do was we also built smart connectivity technology. When you turn on the camera, it pings all the cell towers nearby. And we've negotiated rates with so many different cellular providers so that we can connect to the strongest cellular tower that's in your area. Why? Like, why go through all this hassle? This, by the way, was about 2 years of work. So when you're a parent, coach, whoever you are, you just want to record, man. Like, you just want to live stream. There are people sitting in front of their TV waiting for the game. And let's just say that you got a VO and you plug in a SIM card and it's from AT&T, but turns out where the tournament is, AT&T is just not great. Then you just don't live stream. And I think that's just unacceptable. And I'm not saying here to you and everyone listening to this that we're perfect. This is a better path to take. Just like with your cell phone, you might be in places where you just don't have connectivity, but we're trying to limit those situations. We have built-in SIMs. When you get a replayer camera, you won't even see the SIM card slot, because why should you worry about that? You have better things to worry about. And then the second thing is, when you turn on the camera, you don't have to worry about whether or not it's going to connect to AT&T or T-Mobile or whatever that single provider is, or even paying for that SIM card in the plan, in addition to what you just got. Just worry about live streaming. You hit record. Once the camera starts recording, you see a button on the camera control screen that says go live. You hit go live. It will go through a three-step process just to test the connectivity. It will tell you, you know what, we're good to go. Let's dive right in. Or it'll give you a heads up and say you might expect some choppiness, some mountains, whatever nearby. It won't get that detailed, by the way. I wish it could. But whatever the reason is, and then you'll go live and the live stream's running. It only takes a couple of taps just to get there. And by the way, like when you get the base plan for $99 a month, the SIM card is also there. You're also using the SIM card, even if you're not live streaming, with remote connectivity. You're just not paying for the plan. We are. That's okay. I think we need to, it's a give and take, I feel like. Again, I'm going to probably repeat this so many times. I love repeating it as much as I hate repeating it. There's over 1 billion hours of youth sports footage that are not captured every single damn year. And so we need to solve problems really fast and get to a point where we are capturing that and we are streaming that. Because for me, it's more of a what if question. Today, I know I'm digressing a little bit, but bear with me. Today, if you look at sports and you take out athletes from pro sports today, you wouldn't have the sport. Okay, let's leave them in. Today, if you leave the athletes in there and you take out the cameras from the sidelines, you also wouldn't have the sport, and you also wouldn't have the entire sports economy. That's what cameras mean. Youth sports is larger than the NFL, and NFL is the holy grail of all sports, all pro sports. They do a phenomenal job at what they do. And yet youth sports is a larger market spend-wise, but there's practically zero media being captured. This is not just something we have to do for our athletes because they can have a couple of clips in their pocket, but I think we can do more than that. We can bring in, I really see it as we can bring in additional eyes on these athletes from the outside if the media is available. We can bring in brands and new sources of revenue streams into youth clubs. I know you're not asking these, but I'm like dying to talk about them.
No, it was on my mind. Don't worry, I had it written down.
This is why the built-in SIM card is so important. This is why we're willing to pay for that and why we're innovating in that space.
Now, just a quick, I know there is, for live streaming, there is additional charge, so parents will understand. It's not part of their $99 a month. There's an additional charge. And I know that when we talked before, you're trying to figure out the model for that. That is
wow, that was right across.
the right model for it to be at the right cost, because that's an expense. Dealing with data going through SIM cards is not a cheap thing to do in general. Most people that have a cell phone, they're paying $80 a month just to have their phone connected to the internet. I don't think people really, or $100 a month, depending on what type of plan you have. And then it gets throttled as time goes on. I know I'm a heavy user on my phone, mostly because of my podcast. So do you have a model set up already for pricing going forward that's on your website, or is it not public yet?
It's both. Look, we're a startup, okay? We're constantly moving fast, and we're making, just like others, we're making our mistakes, we're making them publicly, and we're learning from that. And just like I mentioned, our $99 a month was from our community, so is this feedback, and we're making iterations to this too. The way we've published our pricing for live streaming is as add-ons. So live streaming pricing is per stream, between $25 and $37, and it includes, let's say it's sold in packs, so you have a pack of 1, 12, 24, 48, and 96. And just imagine with me that each of those numbers is a credit for one live stream, and that's exactly what it is. So you have one credit is a full 90 minute game. If your game goes to overtime, don't sweat it, we'll continue. And if your game overs to penalties, it goes to penalties, don't sweat it, it will continue. So we have enough in there that we've packed into that credit to cover that entire game. And so if you go for a pack of 48 or 96, then you're looking at the $25 range. If you go for the pack of 1, it's $37. It covers all the data for that game. You get a private web page with your live stream. You get a link to that, of course. You can share that link with anybody, and anyone can click on that link and tune in to that live stream. That's it for now. But the opportunities are enormous. And just for a second, for those, again, listening, envision with me for a second that web page we create for you, where your live stream is. It's not any web page. I think in the future, and I would like this to happen, I want youth club teams to monetize off of that web page so that they can run ads and they can bring in extra revenue. And I beg and hope that that offsets the cost of what parents and athletes have to pay to play. So that's my goal on this side. I didn't get to that part. I'm an immigrant. I was always sponsored to play on the club team I played on. My parents worked their asses off. My dad was a huge, huge supporter, but he's probably been to a dozen games in my entire life and missed most of them. And so this pay-to-play model is, you know, that conversation, you know how people get passionate about that. I'm not going to comment about it, but I am going to do something about it. And this is just one way that we will do something about it. And so in general, we need to introduce more. First of all, we need to catch up the youth soccer space with the rest of the world, because everyone has media and tech, et cetera, in their pockets, and we're not there yet. And then second, we need to introduce additional revenue streams. It cannot just be the small, big pockets of parents.
I think that's the thing. It's when I talk to coaches and I ask them about what are they doing for their teams for getting them, leveraging technology to their advantage is how I phrase it. And part of it is live streaming games and creating highlight reels for college videos and or whatever it may be for them to post in social media or families. And a lot of it is a coach taking their camera system, uploading it, and say, washing their hands of it and saying, I'm done. And then whatever third-party vendor they're using for their camera system out of the there's like six major companies in the United States or in the world that does the processing, that owns the camera system too. I think parents, just like you said, you were all gung-ho to do all the editing with the app and all this other stuff, and you realize they don't want that. They just want to have the clips and they can just drop them in.
Yeah.
Are you leveraging, getting to that point where you have the AI available for families to have their own, you talked about taking your own clips that you've tagged and things along that line, but some of the other systems will make highlight reels of every time your player touched the ball or is part of a play and it will tag them. Do you have something already in your camera system that captures that or something in the works? Because I honestly have watched it and I don't think it's that accurate.
Hey everyone, I hope you all have enjoyed this week's episode of Chat by the Pitch with Replayer. I know I stopped it in the middle of our conversation. I'm trying to keep you hooked for next week, sorry. But I don't want this to just stop. I want this conversation to continue, and this was a good stopping point for us. Hey everyone, if you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.